Focusing on EU membership to resolve immigration issues is misplaced. From The Herald, Glasgow, UK. Friday, June 17th, 2016. According to Ipsos Mori, 44% of the population consider immigration to be the most important issue facing Britain, making it voters' top concern. Over the past decade, these concerns have been increasingly linked to the UK's membership of the European Union. EU law enshrines a principle of free movement, meaning that nationals of EU member states are entitled to seek a job and work in any other member country. They are also entitled to equality and access to employment, wages and social security. This right is limited to those who move for work purposes and does not extend to those who relocate to take advantage of unemployment benefits. The concern to limit immigration has become a main argument to justify Brexit. Pro-Leave campaigners argue that EU membership impedes the UK from meeting its immigration policy goals. EU rules on free movement undermine British sovereignty by obliging the UK government to accept high levels of EU migrants seeking work. They argue that the UK will only be able to regain control of immigration policy outside the EU. After Britain has left, it will be able to pursue a more selective immigration policy. Leave campaigners have also suggested that the UK would regain sovereignty in other areas of immigration policy. For example, it is often claimed that the UK would be able to implement more effective border control, becoming more effective in stopping irregular flows from Calais or inflows of suspected terrorists. Another argument is that the UK will be exempt from a series of EU directives on immigration and asylum. Those in the Remain camp fall into two main categories on this issue. The first accepts the need to reduce immigration, but argues that Brexit is not an effective way to achieve this. They agree that EU immigration is too high, but disagree that Brexit can fix the problem. One reason given is the difficulty of negotiating access to the single market without accepting EU rules on the free movement of workers. Moreover, pro-EU campaigners have suggested that the UK might lose its influence over other important aspects of European immigration policy. The UK has opted into a number of instruments considered to be in the national interest, such as the Dublin Convention for determining which member state is responsible for assessing asylum applications. Furthermore, Remain proponents suggest that should the UK restrict EU immigration, UK nationals living in other EU countries might face retaliatory measures. If the UK puts a quota on EU immigration, British pensioners retiring to southern Spain or UK engineers relocating to Germany are likely to suffer similarly restrictive measures. The second group in the Remain camp rejects the notion that EU immigration should be reduced. EU immigrants, it argues, have made an important contribution to the UK economy. They are net contributors to the welfare state, augment GDP, and fill important shortages in the labour market. In the case of Scotland, EU immigration also plays an important role in offsetting declining and ageing populations. EU immigrants fill jobs UK nationals are unwilling or unable to take up because they don't have the required skills, live in the wrong area, or are put off by poor conditions and wages. ONS statistics suggest that 57% of EU nationals coming to the UK to work have a job offer before they arrive. This begs the question of what effect a ban on EU immigration might have on the economy. If EU nationals are filling so many jobs, a significant restriction of immigration would create serious labour shortages, with damaging effects for sectors most reliant on foreign labour, manufacturing, food and drink processing, cleaning, food preparation, and hospitality and health. The focus on EU membership as the key to resolving immigration problems may be misplaced. First, because the UK is unlikely to secure a deal that combines full access to the common market with an exemption to rules on free movement. Secondly, because even if the UK could negotiate such a deal, the demand for foreign labour is likely to remain unchanged, placing pressure on any government to ensure an adequate inflow of labour immigration.